feels good, baby.
Sundays, I love it.
Podcast style.
Let's get it. Ooh. Hey, it's the boys. We back. PS and BS, episode 49. Damn, we almost there, guys.
Almost.
All right. One more shout out to all the listeners. Shout out to all the YouTube viewers. Shout out to all the IG followers. If you haven't already, go show support and follow us at PS and BS POD.
Yes,
and also, sign up for that tournament at smash.gg. Everything will be in the bio below. And hit us up on our website, psnbspodcast.com, for that merch.
For sure.
Yes.
All right, more coming soon.
Very soon.
All right.
Hopefully today.
Hit us up on Twitch, PSNBSPOD.
Yeah.
I'm just making sure y'all get this off top.
Yeah.
Because some of y'all like to click on the video and click out.
Yeah.
But as long as y'all get that, I'm good.
We're good. Have a good day. Have a good day, y'all.
Yeah. All right, for y'all two people, adios.
For y'all leaving, have a good day. We love y'all.
It's been the boys.
Yeah. For the rest of y'all that are
saying, like before you get go. Tuned. And thank you.
All right. With that being said, let me see what my guys been up to. Yo, Biggs, what's good?
Yo, what's good, y'all? It's your boy, Biggs. You already know, most level one in the crew. You already know, you just always get funny feeling butterflies. Dummy, your director, boy, voice. All right, another episode, please. Let's get. All right, so Biggs has been. I'm going to try and keep it brief, but right. I do have like a couple of things to say. First things first, I was granted another week of vacation from last week. I thought I was going back to work that Monday, and it turns out either way, I had to do the 2 weeks no matter what. So
yeah.
I was benched again, which, shit, I'll take it. I'll fucking take it. So it was cool. Got some more work done on the trails.
Yeah.
I mentioned last week that I'm done with the trilogy, Trails in the Sky, Trails in the Sky 1, 2, and the 3rd. And now I'm now done with Trails from Zero. And the only thing I have left is the second Trails from Zero, and then I'll be back to Cold
the
Steel
second
3.
Trails from Zero. Y'all hearing this?
So, I'm but confused. Here's the thing. Here's the
four
thing.
Four games.
All there's with no trails.
Four JRPGs in a week and a half.
But here's the thing about, I was going to boot the second Trails from Zero right up. The thing about that duology is it was only released in Japan.
Duology.
What's the definition of duology for listeners at home?
Two games. Duology. Trilogy. Duology.
So like the game literally just went, let's put out number two and keep going?
It's all just right, like cool. A game and a sequel. The Last of Us is a duology.
Okay.
Two of them things, whatever. Whatever. You all know, right, like cool. Anything.
Oh,
part
so
one,
trilogy,
part two.
Three, it's a duology, yes, is two. You're getting too technical. Just say the second game.
Okay, so the Trails from Zero series was never released in the West. It's only in Japan. So it's been up to like fans to translate it themselves and do dubs and all this shit. So I played a fan-made dub of Trails from Zero made from people called the Geofront, which they're really beloved by Trails fans for doing things like this. They translate a lot of those Japanese-only games. So I bought the Japanese version of Trails from Zero. Then I bought their patch. Their patch is free. I downloaded their patch, applied it to my game. This is all done PC Master Race. But you can't do this on console. But so I downloaded their patch. I was able to play it in English. It was perfect. Are you guys going
to...
Sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm the TV the whole time.
Sorry.
Did I even pay attention?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So download their patch, play their game. When I was ready to play the next one, Trails from Zero, the guys at the Geofront have not released that patch yet, the English patch for the second game. So I'm literally at a point where I'm stopped because I cannot continue the Trails journey until they release that English patch. If they don't do it in a timely manner, man, I have shit to do. I need to beat these games before Trails of Cold Steel 4. So I may just look up lore on that one and keep moving with Trails of Cold Steel 3.
Wow.
So, that I've been doing that. Also, I got into... since I have all this free time in my hands, I want to get the listener's opinion on something. I have a couple of options here. I have time off. I'm literally on call for the Geofront waiting for their English patch. So I have a couple of options. Number one, viewers, we can continue the Persona 4 stream.
That's a guarantee. They're going to pick that.
We can continue Persona 4 streams.
They're going to pick that.
Okay, and you guys have to comment. Like, if I get no response, I'm doing whatever the fuck I want. That's
wow.
So there's that option. Second option is Far Cry 3. I will stream Far Cry 3. I bought it, downloaded it, started to play it, and I was like, this might be a stream game. But let me get the I was like, but let me get the guy's opinion on this.
I already have that in the plans.
All right. So, and the other option is we have a tournament coming up, so I have to start getting in the lab with that. Me and Steels can stream us practicing, us fighting each
showing
other.
Showing off your skills. Like that.
Just to be to get prepared for the tournament. Right. So the choice is up to y'all. So if y'all want Steels to play Far Cry 3, then whatever. If you want to see Persona
DBZ
4,
hard
comment.
This week. So
what?
I'm hitting DBZ hard this
y'all,
week.
Y'all only got a week. Days.
So viewers, let me know what you want to see on stream. Do you want to see Steels and Biggs doing DBZ? Do you want to see Biggs doing Persona 4? Or do you want to see Biggs or Steels doing Far Cry 3? Comment below. Other than that, guys, I dabbled in Avengers beta. We'll talk about that later.
All right.
But that's it for me.
Lex, what's good?
What's up, everybody? Statman here, the Elite Geek, the Game Whisperer. Ooh. Last of Us 2 Ghost. Last of Us 2 Ghost saw a great indie art house movie, emphasis on the art house movie, Under the Skin, with the beautiful and my favorite actors of all time, Scarlett Johansson.
Okay. Mm.
And the challenge game, the PS Now challenge game.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, too. Shit, we all did that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
We're talking about that too, yeah.
And talk about the BS, but I went to the movies. Okay. Last night.
What?
What? Corona free movies?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right.
Oh,
what up? Turn. The Steals. Resident
1682 Resident Fat Boy in the building, hitting the sticks all day, every day.
What? No, the fasting is not for you. The fasting is not for you.
Freestyle Maestro.
The fasting is not for you.
No.
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 Look how he's glowing today, man.
Yeah,
he's a different
he's
man right now.
Oh, does he come off different to you guys?
Yeah, he did.
He's been smiling like
he
went and saw the dentist
just
yesterday.
Just wait. Just give it a few more days.
Listen, hours. If anything, I love looking at it. It looks just looking. Yo, I plugged in my mat last night while I was playing just so the mat could glow.
Wow, yeah.
Listen, hey, it is what it is.
Listen.
Here we go.
So I've been playing. I played 2K, obviously, a lot, 20 and 19.
All right.
Hit up hockey with Edwin again this week. We went to back-to-back 3v3 tournament finals, and that's against actual PvP. That's against actual players.
Oh, wow.
We won the first one, and the second one we could have won. I'm not going to say should because we weren't like, you know, what we could have went back-to-back, but it is what it is.
All right.
Call of Duty, got a dub this week in Warzone. That's right.
You played Warzone? I've been playing Warzone.
Got my first season 5 dub the other night.
I forgot I played the Avengers beta.
You didn't say that?
We know that. We're going to talk about it. We all did.
I did play the Avengers beta last night. I forgot to download it. So I only got to do, it was one of those 2-part downloads.
Right.
So
yeah,
the first part finished, so I was able to play
download and then the full app.
Yeah, so it stopped right at when the shit blew up.
Like
right after Scarlet's part. When you beat the shit out of old dude.
Yeah, we'll get into it later.
Yeah. That's where I had to stop because I had to wait for the game to finish.
That's fine.
So I haven't gotten past that part.
All right.
But I do have stuff to say about it. And I built a PC.
And we'll get into that. Right on the top of the docket.
I built a PC.
Oh.
You built the thing right here?
What's that?
All
right, but I also watched a lot of movies this week.
Okay.
Old school movies.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll get into that. Oh, you want me to do that now?
If you want to name them now and talk about them later. Well, or talk about them now.
I called out Friday as well because I had some weird, people said it was Vertigo type shit. This world was spinning.
Yeah,
anyway, I'm not going to get into that.
It spins.
I could barely walk because everything felt like I was in a spin cycle.
Yeah.
So I stayed home and I watched Pirates of the Caribbean 1. The last Pirates of the Caribbean, the one with the Salazar, because I don't remember that one that much.
Yeah. Nobody does.
I don't remember that one that much. So I watched it. It's pretty good. It's all right.
I heard they're rebooting that series, but all right.
I also watched
Annabelle.
Oh my God. No. I just had it in my head.
Jurassic Park.
Yesterday morning, I watched Jurassic Park. No, totally forgetting about, I don't want to ruin this, whatever, but we'll get into that later. I totally forgot about that whole situation. I just woke up and I'm just, what the fuck? And I watched it.
Yeah, it's on Netflix, all of them.
Yeah, they're all on Netflix. Damn, there was one other movie. I'm going to let it keep going on. It's going to pop in my head.
And then you'll just blurt out.
Yeah,
cool.
So I don't want to hold it back. But
all right. And you know me. Hold on. Is that it?
Yeah, I'll figure the movie out and just blurt it out. So.
Okay. That's you it, know man. Me, the almighty, man. Before I go anywhere else, I want to say happy birthday to that boy, Nip.
Happy birthday, Nip.
So I had to go ahead and wear that Crenshaw, man.
The marathon continues.
Off top, man.
6ix9ine went to pay his respects. That's what's up.
Who?
Exactly, my thought.
Who?
Come on, man. The king, baby.
Mickey Mouse? What? The king. Mickey Mouse? Who are you talking Mickey
king,
Mouse?
King, man. King Rat. All right, let's
go. King Rat. He's a rat. All right, but look. But the games I've been playing, man, Avengers Beta and Tony Hawk, the demo.
I forgot and you I'm, even said you were going to stream it, and I was watching. I was like, oh, shit.
And I will be talking about the demo later. But, yeah, we had some them betas, man, demos, man. We'll talk about it a little later. But before we hit the docket, man, last week we had our PlayStation Now challenge.
Yes, sir.
Told you, so this I just, one's going to be chunky, guys.
So I want to go ahead and just go around the table. Who wants to go first?
Oh, this is going to be quick for me.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty quick for me as well. So you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. So Payday. Game's trash. Next.
See, that was my first fail on giving somebody a game, and I think I realized
why.
I
always get the fails.
I realized why he didn't like it is because Payday came out like at the beginning of the generation of PS1, and it's an indie game.
PS1?
I mean, I'm sorry, PlayStation 4. I'm sorry. Thank you for correcting me. Mm-hmm. And
I was like, I wonder.
And I feel like when he played it, it might have felt a little dated. And not only that, it's one of those games where you have to grind.
It's not the dating thing. Because I went ahead and played your number two just out of
spite. Oh, yeah, and that was an old game. Right.
And that game was a PS2 game, and I enjoyed that better than Payday. Oh, so
then it wasn't fun to him.
What was the number two game?
The whole game, the alien. Destroy All Humans.
The original.
Oh, okay.
That was the second one.
Yeah, that was my backup.
Since he had said a second one, I'm like, I put in some time, put about an hour. Yeah. It was just, I think it was too much for its time. Like, it's just too much. You have to do this. You have to do that. And then the whole game was a tutorial.
Yeah.
Like, every mission was a tutorial.
Yeah.
And the one first, thing I hate was like, beginnings. Oh, you got to kill this guy. Pew. But now you need a body bag. Run back and get a body bag.
Yeah.
You can only hold one body bag, though. Yeah. Go put him in a body bag. Now put him in that dumpster. Oh, but you got to get this guy out of here.
I hope they
run back and go get another body bag.
I thought you guys were
bag.
Robbing banks.
You are, but when you start off the game, there is a lengthy tutorial where they tell you how to rob, because this game gets deep. It's like robbing a bank simulator. Mm. Like, you literally have to place the drill down. You literally have to talk to your
drill heats
your
teammates
and keep the cops outside. Like, it gets deep.
It probably gets better when it gets into the multiplayer. You can play with other people.
It does.
But I got into one point where they just told me, drop this off. And there was nowhere to drop it off.
Right.
Put it on the table. Put this on the table.
And it's buggy, too.
I was just like, oh, man, you know what? I can't do this. I don't like the movement. It felt Rainbow Six-ish.
That was Payday 2, right?
Yeah.
That one got a bunch of updates.
Yeah, they updated all the time. Like, I think they had like a John Wick update for that game. Like,
yeah, I picked him as one of my side characters.
Oh, see? Yeah. John Wick was that game has a lot of followers, so we'll see a Payday 3 probably for the next gen.
Yeah, I just think it was too much for what it was.
All right, who wants to go next? Or you want me to go next since you got me?
Yeah.
You got me that Lad game. What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, Lad.
Ark the Lad.
And I put into 2 hours into the game.
He liked it. Don't let him tell you anything different. He liked it.
I streamed it.
He liked it.
I streamed it, and it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all. The story wasn't bad. It was the whole waiting to fight. I'd rather a lot more fights. But the story made it.
No, it was so funny in the stream. That looks like the story for this game is awesome. It's top tier. Trav, 3 minutes later. Man, I just want to fight some shit.
Right, because I'm over here making like, Nellick was like, damn, Travis remixing the story, because I'm over here like,
making up dialogue.
But yeah, like, look at dude having an argument with his mom. His mom don't want him to go outside in the streets and be a man. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I was there when you were like, homegirl going to leave too?
She for the street. She get to go and I don't. Like,
it's a lot of side chick commentary in the stream.
And then what made it interesting is exactly at the 2 hour mark, you actually start off as, I already know where the story's going. So I guess I'm not ruining for anybody at this table playing.
No,
I'm pretty sure that's his brother that I'm playing as.
Right.
And we're eventually going to meet. And whatever happens from there, you know, it's pretty much Last of Us.
It gets complex. It gets complex.
Yeah, it gets complex. So I get the story. That's actually an interesting story. And it's like cool that was a PS1 game or PS2 game?
PS2.
For them to have a story like that. I mean, I guess all JRPG have like those dark underlining.
That's the main The thing that
that's what JRPG I've been getting from, like,
developers
Persona,
put all
this.
Their money into is story instead of the other stuff.
Right.
So, like, you know, they make sure
there's
if
meaning.
Anything, like Earthbound and Mother, those things that literally the combat is just looking at an enemy on the screen and he's just flinching when you press attack. They make sure that even those games have a very compelling narrative.
Yeah, when I make my Def Jam game, I'm hiring one of those guys that write JRPGs. All right, so that was it, man. I liked the game. It was cool. Thank you. You know, not a game that I would normally play, of course, but I didn't mind it. The story was actually entertaining. A lot of reading.
Lex, Biggs,
Lex, you want me to go or you want to go first?
Whatever you guys want.
You go first.
Go ahead, Lex.
I got Get Even.
Get Even.
Get Even.
It's forgettable. He forgot already. Get Even.
Yeah. It's a first-person shooter type detective horror. I can describe it.
Why does it sound like a game he would like? I thought he got hate.
because but it was the whole movement.
Oh, because of the mechanics.
It's because
of
what he's about to say.
Oh.
Because he's about to say it.
So the mechanics had potential. They had a lot of potential, but they're clunky. Like, you have this phone, and it's like it has, like, different vision modes and scanning. I think that's very cool, very detective-like, the map and everything. The graphics and performance are awful.
That's what I
awful.
Was. That's what
it's
I,
a slideshow. It's a slide. It's like... I'm on a pro, so that I can imagine anything else.
Is it Crysis?
The shooting is super clunky. It's like from 1985. It's just this. The shooting is bad. It's just bad. All right. The story was super rushed, and it has poor pacing. Like, it's like 1 minute you're doing, you know, you're basically this Black Ops guy. His name is Black.
They rushed it. They rushed it. We're making a Black Ops game. Black.
Last name Ops.
Last name Ops.
Wow.
Ops Black.
So you're this Irish guy or something. He's Irish or English.
He doesn't even know what he is.
Yeah. So then you just start off trying to save this girl in a basement. She's tied up and she has a bomb on her chest, right? And you're... That's how it starts. Yeah, I'm not even kidding. You get out of a house, it starts. You press start.
So would you
get
say she's a bombshell? Oh, but
what's that? What's that?
No, I need a dolphin for that.
What the?
Oh, so you just run out of this house and there's a guard standing outside. The AI, I don't even think the AI cared. I think the AI was just a guy standing there.
That was
there.
Another thing. The AI in Payday was trash.
You shoot him and it's like the animation's like, it falls, right? And then you use your phone. Somebody's talking to you on your earpiece. You get into this house. You kill two. There was one cool part. You have the camera gun.
There was one cool part.
Around corners. Like, you know, you can see it, and I sniped the guy. That was great. The same mechanics had potential. Then you kill these two guys in a room, horribly, because the shooting is horrible. They're just standing there.
Like Wolfenstein, like the first Wolfenstein.
Yeah, horrible, right?
Oh, wow.
So then she has a bomb on her chest. She has a bomb on her chest, and I'm like scrambling. Nobody tells you a code. It has like a keypad. Mm-hmm. I'm using my visions. I'm trying to freaking figure out something. Nothing. She goes, the code is 3001. So I'm like, oh, okay. So when I go to enter it, and I'm like,
game over.
I failed the game. No, it's part of the story.
Oh.
So then you wake up in another building. Outside, no, you wake up outside and it says go to building B. I'm telling you, that's it. It's horrible. It's horrible. Okay, I might continue to play it sporadically.
He's gonna keep
it's a
going
game,
through
this game's so bad, but you gotta keep playing it.
Tiger King.
Yes, I can't.
He's just too invested by
yes, dude, and I might delete it eventually because the gameplay is horrible. But
it's a dream.
The idea is so good with the visions on the phone. It's so cool. But damn, the game is bad.
That's what I was aiming for.
It's bad.
That's crazy.
It'll be deleted eventually.
Shit.
All right, Biggs.
Beyond Two Souls. I got Beyond Two Souls.
Yeah, baby.
From Lex, and I just I want to say
that's a good game.
You loved it. You beat it.
No, I didn't. I didn't beat it. I definitely 100% never ever. Go for games like that ever.
That's why really? I picked it for
it's
you.
It's not my cup of tea at all.
Like, with the dialogue?
To the movement, to the moving the stick to pick up everything and look here and that. No, I hate it. But wow. I didn't hate this game.
Okay.
The game, what really got me about it, there's something I don't like about it, and I'll say it, but the thing that I really did like, and I think it was just this one level, uh-huh. it was the birthday party.
Oh, yeah.
With the chick knows there's a lady at the lab that works there, whatever, her daughter had a birthday, and she's like, hey, it'd be nice for you to go out and be social and shit like that. Whew, biggest mistake. I was not having that. So the kids is just... They just treat her like a witch, and they're like, we burn witches. They lock her in the closet. Oh, you have powers, huh? And this is the thing I was telling. I forget who I was telling. There's this guy at the party, and he's making moves on you, and you can choose whether to deny him or be sociable or be introverted, whatever. Yeah. So I'm saying, hey, this girl been living in a fucking lab her whole life. I'm going to let her get some, you know what I'm saying?
Some whoppy poppy.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, I'm being social.
We're just going to blow past that?
I'm being social. I'm giving her some Chico steak, man. So we being social. He's like, oh, you want to dance? I say, hell yeah, let's go dance. I'm shaking my ass. Well, they slow dancing. He start reaching down. He trying to get the field of buns. I say, hey, let him. Because they say, let him or take his hand. I say, hey, man, let him. Let him. Girl, get yours. Like, you know what I'm saying? You a lab rat. So get yours.
Right.
Boom. You go for it. Oh, kiss him. Do you want to do it? I say, hell yeah. Kissed him. Boom.
I feel like this is escalating real fast.
Wow. Next thing is what? Blueberry waffles in the morning?
So she's having a good time. It gets to the presents. They're giving out the presents. And I don't know. Shorty got chick a old poetry book. And the chick's like, what the fuck is this? You came all the way to my birthday party. Gave me this bullshit ass gift, whatever. And then everybody want to join in. Yeah, she's kind of a fucking weirdo, right? And then the guy that was just macking's like, yeah, and she's been all over me. She's a fucking slut.
Wow.
Yeah, she's a little.
She belongs to the streets.
She's like a little slut witch all over me. And I was like, oh, hell no. Yeah, and I was like, hell no. They picked her up, put her in the closet under the stairs, locked her in there, and then continued having her fucking.
Oh, they did it like Harry Potter?
So.
Wow.
So chick calls her spirit. Chick calls her buddy Aiden. Oh, unlock the door. Boom, unlocks the door. She's walking out. The front door's right there. It stops. It gives you a choice. Leave. Or revenge.
You better fucking know.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, I burned that house down.
Yes.
And the thing is,
me too.
And this is one of the very few experiences I had with a game where I'm actually, like, my door is open and everything. I'm not even to myself.
Yeah.
The door is open and everything in my room, and I'm yelling to myself at the game while I'm fucking shit up with Aiden. I'm like, yeah, bitches burn, right? You said witches burn, right? You said that, right? I'm flipping shit. I'm putting the candle on the fucking curtain. I'm like, yeah, y'all gonna fucking die now. Go, Aiden, fuck this. And it was like, bro, it was so, I loved that so much. I fucking loved it.
Revenge.
The only thing I say about the game that I didn't like, and it's going to be something that I bring up later too, is I don't know if it changes, but at least for the prologue, it was kind of just like being put in different scenes.
Yeah, it jumps
like
around
just
a lot.
Level. It's just level beat, you're in a different, like there's no like, you know, I like
fluidness.
Let's say Uncharted. Yeah. You do a mission, but you're like
you move through a corridor
to the next
one. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It goes like that. Yeah. This is just like This is just like you're at the party,
issue.
And after the party's done, now you're in a lab.
Yeah.
You know, like there's no transition.
The pacing is off.
So that's the only thing I didn't really like. But other than that, it was great. I loved the experience. Thank you.
Right. I told you, man. I told you, it's a very interesting game.
Yeah.
All right, man. So and nice that's been another one of the PS Now challenge. Like I said, we're making PS Now popular, man.
Yeah, man.
Make sure y'all stamp PS and BS when everybody has it. All right, that's all I gotta say.
Next challenge, I'm picking my own game.
All right, so let's get right in. Let's get right into this, man. We got a thick docket, man. Let's start with that build.
Oh,
Bobby,
shit.
We starting there, man.
Oh
starting
yeah,
with a
PCMR.
Yeah, Mr. All right. He glowing. Look at him.
So I know I've said for years I'll never own a PC.
I don't know why you would say that.
Well, I just said I could never see myself investing that much money in a PC, being in the car world. Because
yeah, I remember that.
I remember
and now,
that.
And now Alexa's he sounded that. Like. And now Steel's about to sound like the fucking Everest commercial guy. If I could do it, you could do it. What are you waiting for?
So,
call the number. What are you waiting for?
Why are you on the couch?
Order the parts.
Order the parts.
Get in there.
He's over there on the overpass on the highway. Like I'm about to jump.
All right. Well, everyone kept talking, and I was talking to some people. And everyone's like, oh, you can easily build a PC, especially a small one that you need just for streaming for like $500-$600.
That's where it started.
But they don't tell you that that's just the tower.
Yeah.
That's just the tower.
And all the components.
You still have everything else.
Yeah.
So me going into this thinking $500-$600, which I told my wife $7, you know, it'd be on the big end. We started doing research, searching for parts. Nola helped me out a lot this entire week.
Shout out to that man.
He even sent me one. He even sent me his old graphics card, and I just paid shipping and handling on it. So that saved me some money. But once I actually started getting into the build, and I started looking at, okay, this is all you need to stream, which is basic minimum shit, and I could have gotten it for $50. Or $60 or $70, whatever it was. But this one here, which is future-proof, able to game on as well, is only $25 to $30 more.
Lex.
And in my eyes...
I told you. I mean, that's where it goes.
In my eyes, being a car builder, or, you know, some people don't say, you know, I build cars. That's how I do when I do stuff on my cars is if I'm looking at this thing, but this thing that's better, if it's close enough, buy the better thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, don't undercut now.
Right.
Because then pay more. Later you're going to pay. You're paying double essentially. Right. You know, case in fact, for my monitor, I went and bought. I did not want to spend more than $130 on a monitor. Went to Best Buy, bought an LG. Wasn't too happy with it. Got it. Came home 2 days later. Amazon had an amazing monitor, which is exactly the same as my BenQ, just a little smaller, a couple inches smaller. Mm-hmm. Two HDMI ports, everything I needed, 1 MS, 144 hertz, everything you needed, for $35 more.
Yeah, there you go.
So
there
I ordered that, returned that. You know, so that's how it was. Every step of the way was like, oh, but this is only $10. My graphics card. At first, the CPU. Uh-huh. We were looking at the Ryzen 5 2600.
Yeah.
The 3600 was $9 more.
Okay. Yeah.
So why not spend the $9?
Right. So long story short, future proofed.
Eventually, I spent over $1,000.
Yeah, there you go.
By the time I'm done with it,
put $1,000 of labor in.
This
bill
costs a good $1,100. So
you owe Biggs a check.
I asked Biggs a couple weeks ago. I was like, yo, I'm waiting on a couple of things. When I get it all in, can I, you know, trust in you? Tell me now if you just don't want to do it, or if it's too much work or this or whatever.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out. You know, right. I'll find someone, or I'll just try to figure it out myself.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, if you can come over one weekend, we'll just knock this out. He's like, oh, yeah, no problem. Just let me know when. Okay, cool. So, like,
here he goes.
Monday.
He's about to talk shit.
I was like, yo, everything's going to be here on Thursday. Are you good for Friday after I get out of work for however long? Because I have no time limit. Or Saturday, but I have a time limit.
Right.
He goes, oh, no, Friday will work. Friday will be better.
Here we go.
I go, okay, cool. Thursday, I get sick, whatever. Call out Friday. I was going to say in the chat, hey, I called out Big, so let me know if you want to come early or whatever. But it was mad early. I passed out. I slept to like 11, 11:30. And when I woke up, he had just texted me, yo. I'm like, okay, so you're up. What's up? Da, 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 da. He's like, so, yeah, I'm taking my car to Pet Boys to finally fix that bubble issue you saw two weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
2 weeks ago that he's had for a while.
Yeah, he had it for two months, to be honest
with you.
No, my dad told me every day. He told me every day to take it, and I never did.
Yeah.
So it's been like two months, literally.
So he put that in there. He put that in there, and I'm holding my phone, and I'm like, okay, that still shouldn't change anything. It's 11 o'clock. He takes it there. I wasn't supposed to be home till 2 anyway. We were supposed to do this till 2, so I'm like, okay, cool. So I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Maybe tomorrow will be better.
Well, the thing about that
and I'm
is...
I'm like, hold on. Uh-huh. And I'm like, tomorrow? Yeah, because I got to deal with this tire thing. And I was like, at the time, I had just woken up, so I'm like, okay, cool,
whatever. This is Friday, right?
This is Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
The same day he posted in the chat, him in New Orleans, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, that was yesterday. No. Yeah.
That was Friday. That was Friday.
Yesterday you was building.
Because yesterday when you walked in my house, you're like, see, this did look like the restaurant. I was right.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yes.
All right.
So I'm thinking to myself, he must have something else planned and he just doesn't want to tell me. So I'm like, you know what? Tomorrow's fine. Because I had plans to get my car looked at Saturday at 2 o'clock. That got canceled.
Okay.
So I was like, all right, we got time now. So that's fine. Plus, I was still feeling kind of woozy from the whole vertigo
Friday,
shit. So I was like, all right, you know what? That's cool. Whatever.
It's a blessing.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what happened Friday.
And then, hold on.
No, it's only Bobby's story now.
Let me tell you what happened Friday. Yeah, but before I'm about to go into butchered. Saturday.
Yeah. So let's finish Friday out
before
first.
I get butchered. I took the car. I didn't expect the car to. First of all, the car necessarily didn't take long. I got the call at 3 that it was done because they didn't have the tire in stock. They had to call me and be like, hey, can we use this one instead? And I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. Got there at 3. There was nobody to take me to get the car back. Except my dad.
Yeah.
And people know. People who know me know. When it's with Pop, there's always a price. So I go and ask Pop, hey, Pop, I got to get my car whenever they call me, whatever, whatever. He said, yeah, but while I take you to get that, we got to go Home Depot and buy windows. So I go from picking up my car to now I'm at Home Depot and they don't have windows. Go, no,
they don't have windows.
Going here, going there. And I was done with Pop. I didn't get my car till 5. So, my car was ready at 2:30. I didn't get my car till 5. I was at Home Depot with Pop. This is the point where I'm texting Steels like, yeah, I'm with Pop. This is not happening. Pop. He's not going to take me home so I can leave and do something else. He's going to have me here. Yeah. So, then I text him, whatever. Got my car. And then, when I got home, offloaded all the fucking windows. And at 7, we're at fucking Chupa Chupa Tibby's, whatever the fuck it is, in New Orleans. So, that's what happened Friday.
I said, you know what?
Saturday will probably. At first, I was like, Friday would be better. And I didn't know he called out. If I would have knew he called out, like he said he was going to text early, if he would have texted early, I would have never took the car, would have went straight to his crib.
Yeah, but it was 4 o'clock in the morning early when I was going to do it.
I would have been there at 7.
I didn't want to. Well, I slept till 11. Yeah, but anyway, so that's fine. Right. That's fine. Saturday morning, I wake up at 6 with a fucking migraine. My head is killing me, okay? Excuse me. But I slept all day on Friday, so. I'm pretty sure my body just was ready to wake up. Right. So I'm just sitting there chilling, started watching Jurassic Park. All of a sudden, by 8 o'clock, I get a text. Yo. I went, shit. Let me guess. Your cat is sick and you got to walk your fish, right? So you can't come. That's what I text him. He's like, nah, man. We got business to handle today. I'm like, all right. So he came early. He got to the house by 9 o'clock.
The faith in me for what I gave you yesterday, the faith in me was so fucking little. I'm almost offended.
Yeah, but that happened afterwards.
I guess.
All right, so we get into this build, and, you know, we do a little video stuff, you know, setting up video and this and that. We had a lot of roadblocks with this build.
Yeah, give us the highlights, man.
A lot of roadblocks. So first, we go to put in, the motherboard didn't give us an issue putting everything in that needed to be in that. That went in smooth.
Yeah.
Then we go to put in the SSD. Granted,
that was 3 hours.
We came to find out that this box did not come with SSD trays. It came with the slots.
But you had to buy the trays.
It's got the slots for the trays.
Look, that's the same thing Nelik did.
Nelik's the same way. Yeah. I never dealt with trays like that.
I never dealt with a build like that.
But it had the slots for the trays, but didn't come with trays.
Yeah, I was over there Googling the shit out of it.
So we're trying to figure out, there's nowhere to put
I'm
this
calling
thing.
This man.
It has
anywhere.
The slots, but no
and
trays.
And they're all like, look, this is how it goes. And I'm like, yeah, I don't, that's
where's
like
the bracket?
Some adapter thingy.
Right.
I don't have that. Like it just got like
it didn't come with a book,
slots.
Nothing.
It got slots, but
it came with a book.
And the case barely came with instructions.
Barely.
Okay. So what I wound up doing finally, we're trying to figure this out and we're like, does it fit here? But it doesn't catch that hole there. And something came with a 3M. Double sticky pad.
Could have sworn it was the case. They probably knew.
No, it wasn't the case. It was something else.
All right, never mind.
I just took that pad, slapped it to the back of the SD, and slapped it on the inside of the case. That's it. Bam. Boom. It's in there.
Shit is Velcroed.
Yeah. I'm watching this stream. I'm over here like, Bobby, you know, don't worry. You can get the tray later and fix it later. Bobby like, nah, this it.
This it. Slam. Right there. I'm like, does this need to be secure or as long as it doesn't move, and Big's like,
you good.
Yeah, just
it ain't moving. 3M tape, that shit ain't coming off.
Yeah. Just leave it.
Plugged it in, next.
You'll see one day it's on the floor of the box.
No,
inside.
I was thinking, I'm like, why don't you put it on the floor?
So So that was the first hiccup.
All right.
Okay.
What's the next hiccup?
Then the graphics card, we couldn't decide. Like, Biggs wanted to put it on the top.
Yeah, Nellick said put it on the bottom because
it's faster.
Yeah.
Okay, so we put it in the bottom, but then when it came time to hook up all the little stupid recess clips and the wires and all that,
management.
It was completely in the way. Yep. Ah. So we had to take it out and put it back up top just so we have room to put stuff. But then the motherboard didn't have clarity like the MSI fancy one that Nullick has. Says, this goes here.
Labels on this the goes
here.
Board.
Yours
this
did
goes
it
here. They did, but they were hard to read, slightly faded, and said other words.
Right. Said other words.
They said other things.
So yeah, it didn't really say exactly what it was supposed to. So weird it was acronyms. So it was like a puzzle that we had to figure out. That took a long time to figure out.
Yeah.
And then the wiring for this fucking thing.
The harness, man.
Bro, the harness, because it had all these RGB lights and it had six fans in this thing. It came with like a conduit.
Yeah.
It had all these wires coming off of it.
All the fans were connected in the same plate.
They were all connected to the same plate, and then it had two wires coming off of it, but there was nowhere to put it. Like, we didn't know where to put it.
Right.
We spent probably about an hour just figuring out how to power up the case.
Yeah, I remember that.
Let alone anything else.
I remember Bobby was like, if I press this button, them lights don't come on.
Yeah. And then I'm sitting at my table, right? And I hear him, and I hear Nullick, because we actually went, what's that, side-by-side?
Yeah.
FaceTime side-by-side on IG Live?
IG Live, yeah. Joined IG
Live. And they're just saying, oh, we'll just take this out and send this back and send that back. And I'm saying to myself, we ain't sending nothing back.
Yeah.
We going to fix this.
Yeah, I knew this wasn't going
to
go well. Case was going
to
work.
Today's the day. I am not going through this whole sending back, buying this. This shit going to work today.
Yeah.
Damn.
Damn.
Okay.
Come on. Come on, player.
What?
Come on, player. Come on, player.
So this shit gonna work today. So we're sitting there,
sorry,
right?
Cap.
We're all like looking to see if we can find a manual online or a video or something. Couldn't find much. All of a sudden he goes, yo, that VDA thingy, the other plug, does it have like a two, a void, and a one? You know, like a missing spot?
Yeah.
A three prong, but
missing a slot.
Missing a slot. And I go, yeah. He goes, there should be a spot for that on the motherboard. So I'm looking.
ADDR.
I'm like, oh shit, there it is right there. Okay. Plug that in there. Cause it says here you can do this or this.
Oh, okay.
But then I also found something that said the lights don't get powered by the motherboard. You have to find the way to hook it up to the power supply itself.
The PSU.
So he found that one clip, so I clicked that in. Pow. Clipped it in. It didn't make that noise, but I don't know why I decided to say pow. But
right
in
the kisser.
Right?
Pow.
And then he's still doing shit. They're still talking. I'm still hearing send back. And I'm like, nah.
Send back.
Now, on the circuit board, the one clip that we clipped in with the three prong was white.
Yeah.
Right next to it had a red clip. Now, me knowing from cars and shit like that, red means power. So this cable that said SATA, which was like a SATA connection, like for the SSD.
Drive. Yeah.
What I was like, somehow this is the power. This has to go somewhere.
Even on the diagram, before I was even able to tell him that, he figured it out. On the diagram I was looking at, it said SATA and it had a bolt. And like a thunderbolt. Yeah. Okay. So I was like, okay, so that's the power.
But we kept hearing from people saying, oh, but that's a SATA thing. You already have that hooked in. You don't need that. Just put that to the side. Just put that to the side. Just put that. So we stuffed all those extra SATA L clips in the box.
Yeah, because you're thinking that's the extra shit.
But
you know,
right there at the end, while they were saying take out, I was like, nah, fuck this. I pulled all the wires out. And I'm just looking at everything. And then the one plug, there was two sets of three plugs coming off the PSU for extra ODDs or SDDs or whatever. For those girls. I looked at it. I'm like, this kind of looks like this. So I just grabbed the two and just went, huh. Yo, Biggs, this went in here. He's like, and this is going to, off the PSU, it's going to power it.
Right.
He goes, let's try it.
Let's give it a try.
Hooked it back up. We hit that power button and those lights came on. We were jumping up and down. High fiving each other. Yo, oh my God.
Pull the monitor out.
Bro.
Chill.
So that was the next problem. So we're like, all right, next thing.
Get the monitor.
Let's make sure it boots up and it's sending a signal. Wasn't sending a signal.
Fuck!
No signal.
That's always that.
Long story short on that one, the GPU wasn't
all the way in.
All the way in somewhere, so we pulled it out, make sure it sat properly.
Like a 64 thing and put it back in.
The plugs out. I did swap the plugs. Don't know if that worked or not. They said it doesn't have. It worked. We just left it alone. The fans finally kicked on. Monitor worked. It popped up. Boom. So
were you able to return the physical Windows?
I'm going to deal with that tomorrow or today. I'm going to call Amazon or message them. Or
it was
how
Amazon you got it from or Best Buy?
Oh, Best Buy. Yeah, I'll call them.
Oh, yeah.
They're really good with returns.
While we're talking about Windows, we shouted out Nulik on the bill, but one of my old friends from school, Rock Seraph, he helped out a lot. He even got Steele's a little deal on Windows 10.
How much he paid?
Windows from the 10 dark web. Pro. From the dark. We're not going to talk about price. We're not going to talk about dealer. But we're going to talk
why not dark price? Web. I just want to know the price.
The black market. We got it for $18, man.
There's no fucking way.
The black market.
Y'all got Windows 10 Pro for $18?
The black market.
Oh, hey, make sure y'all remember that website. That's all I got to say.
All it was buying the key. The we bought dark the key. Web.
All right,
put
man.
The key yeah, so in yeah, that
good, good looks, Rock.
Say
on
no
that.
More.
That
was
a big you know team. Already.
All right, so what? Okay, since you got it all built up now, you've had it probably for less than a day now. What
well,
have
yeah,
you done?
We didn't get done with it till.
Have you done anything 5, 4, yet? 30? Have you played with Streamlabs? Yeah. Have you downloaded a game?
He. Well, okay. So we were also rushing against time because the one thing with my wife is if I tell her we're gonna do something that she really wants to do, it has to get
happen.
Done.
Right. Understood.
So we had plans to go to. Giordano's,
okay,
which is
oh, I love that Chicago deep dish. You know, man, yeah. We did,
well,
baby.
We ate at the original Giordano's in Chicago when we went a few years ago, and then I found out there was one in Orlando.
There's
but
two.
We just been
one in
there's
Kissimmee.
Actually, three.
Oh shit!
Because there's the original
International Drive, Kissimmee, and then one by you,
Disney Springs.
Oh, okay,
on Lee Vista. That's the one we went to.
Yeah,
I knew it was down here, but we just never made it.
Yeah,
but. This week, for some reason, I put in a chat. I wanted pizza. The whole chat talked about pizza for the whole week. Everyone, every day, ordered pizza.
Yeah.
It was pizza week.
Yeah.
So my wife wanted to try it, so we went and tried it. It is legit.
It is. I know.
It is 100% legit, just like it was in Chicago. The deep dish is phenomenal.
Oh.
We got the Chicago Italian beef sandwich. That shit's lit. That shit's phenomenal. The
hell
calamari
is
phenomenal. It was phenomenal. So I literally looked at my wife and went, sorry, babe. But this got to get done.
But
because I know, you know, I'm not expecting biz to come back out, and I ain't waiting another week.
Right.
So I'm like, we might have to push this back. We can talk to Jason. I just don't know how long this is going to take.
Yeah.
She looked like a kid that got his toys taken away. She just turned around, pouted, walked to the room, and slammed the door.
And started crying instantly.
And I was just like, fuck.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, we got to get this done in 2 hours.
Yeah. And y'all made it happen.
So, because like, I was like, babe, we still got to download this. We still got to download that. I want to do a test stream. I want him to show me how to hook it up.
Yeah.
And I just want to make sure everything is done. That way I don't have any issues.
Yeah.
And then, and I was like, she's pissed.
Yeah.
So we'll save that.
So instantly my brain, what I'm going to do, bam, came up with a little plan. I was like, Biggs, can we just get this Windows in? Show that, you know.
It works.
It works. Operating system's on.
Get them to the home screen.
Get them to the home screen.
Boom.
And then everything else we can do on like over a Zoom
phone,
chat
right?
Over the phone or whatever. And he's like, yeah, that's no issue.
Because you could do share screen.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
So I went to the room and I talked to her. She was cool, whatever. She got her fucking pizza.
Right. Long story short.
And Cheesecake Factory cheesecake. So.
Hey.
So
you,
it's all good.
I said all the cake.
It's all good. Wow.
It's good. Look at that. Good hubby.
So let's put the bets out. Oh, go ahead.
Needless to say, he got me onto Twitch. It's already loaded.
Yeah.
YouTube's already loaded. The Streamlabs,
I downloaded Streamlabs, got his webcam hooked up. I just need to show him how to actually start the stream.
The webcam, I walked in and he's already on the webcam. Like,
all right, cool.
Fixing that shit and stuff like that. So all I was like, oh, yeah. So, the one thing we do have to figure out is how to hook up the Elgato.
Oh, yes. Okay.
We haven't done that part yet.
Okay.
But that's
light work.
That should be easy.
Yeah. So let's put the bet out. How long until Bobby starts asking what games are crossplay?
I give it a month.
Listen,
Lex.
World War Z. Let's do it.
I'm not.
Oh, so you're saying like today he's gonna ask crossplay?
I'm not paying for a game that I already paid for.
Okay.
I am against that 100%.
All right.
It's free.
Okay.
It's free. No, it's not free.
It's not free.
Yeah. But you saw his face, right? It started to like. His face started like. It's free.
He's probably gonna rebuy Predator.
No,
that's a good game on PC. That's a good game on PC.
Borderlands 3 is phenomenal on PC.
Yeah,
well, I wouldn't say phenomenal. It's good.
I'm not buying games.
Hey, I don't know if you saw it in the live stream or not. All I'm saying is that when it's time for my build,
bring all my shit.
Biggs, you better be available.
Game Pass.
You better be available. I want to hear shit.
Like,
and matter of fact,
why do it come to me?
I'm coming to your house because you got a bigger table.
Game pass.
I'm coming to your to build my PC. I'm going to his house because he has a bigger table.
Anyways, we are PlayStation Podcast. Bigger. Welcome back.
All right. So let's.
My table's bigger.
Well, it doesn't matter.
It also kind of got fucked up. Sorry, Kat, by the way.
My shit all scratched. All right, so let's say nothing yet, though.
All right. With that being said, congrats, Bobby.
Yeah, congrats. Yes. Welcome
for joining.
I get to put it on and just look at the colors.
All right, man. AMC, man. Lex, man.
Thank you, Biggs.
Lex, take the table, man. I know you got a couple things to go over, man. I'm going to just let you go over it.
Oh, damn.
Where you want to start, man? You want to start at AMC?
Yeah, let's just do AMC real quick.
All right, let's go.
So AMC is reopening its theaters. Soon. August 20th.
Soon.
For the nickel and dime price.
100 U.S. theaters on August 20th for 15 cents.
I'm going.
That day.
Oh, just for that one
just
day?
Just for that day. 15 cents a ticket.
That's bogus. Yeah.
After that, certain movies, they listened. You know, they're gonna do Black Panther, Back to the Future, Empire Strikes Back. Those type of movies, they're going to be like $5.
Oh, okay.
So they're just trying it out.
So what's going to be the 15
cents? I want to see what IMAX. I want to see what the prices are for IMAX. Because I'll go and revisit some movies in IMAX. I'm not going to the normal movie theater for the normal movies. I need to see IMAX.
Yeah, they are releasing Tenet. Tenet on September 3rd. They're releasing Tenet.
That's the first movie of this year to be released.
Yeah, they're releasing that. So in movie theaters. We'll see how that goes. New Mutants is the end of the month, August 28th. That will be the first one.
Okay, so how do you feel about this, the movies being reopened? Actually, I don't know if it ties together, but go ahead.
Yeah, I did go last night. I went to Cinemark.
Private event?
Yeah, it was a private event. This guy rented out the theater. And it was just 15 of us.
Okay.
Shout out to the
socially distanced,
to the men and women at Orlando Health that so graciously invited us. Well, my wife works there, so.
Shout out.
My son went. Mm-hmm. Went to see Jurassic Park.
Hey, classic.
I kind of went with it because he's four. Think about it.
Right.
So I kind of went with it because my wife was
That's
like,
a roll of dice.
You know, whatever.
Yeah. It'll be okay.
Right?
You don't know how that was. Yeah.
Let me just say I'm very proud of my son. He made it about halfway. The part that I thought he was going to freak out in, he did not.
The Tyrannosaurus Rex.
He loved that part. and that for me was freaky.
Well that's the part I thought you said he would freak out. That's
yes.
The part you thought.
So which part
but
did he actually
freaked out at the more intimate scene between the IT guy and the in the car.
Yeah. That part still freaks me out to this day as a grown ass man.
That part was a little bit more intimate.
Yes.
You know, and he was like, "I want to leave." I'm like, "Okay, but he did well." I was worried more about the raptor part eventually.
Yeah.
But he made the T-Rex part, which to me was the best part of the film.
Okay.
Like the iconic moment. Mm-hmm. Okay. So he got to see that. I'm very proud of him. And we left. But let me say, masks are required to go in. They did a temperature check before we went into the whole, what's that place called where the Cinemark is? I'm still new here.
Talking about the outlet? The
mall. Yeah. The big place with all the,
where the theater's located. It's just whatever. A mall. Yeah.
They did a temperature check, you know, they check your bags, whatever, all that stuff. And then, very little people in the theaters right now. They had a bunch of that Last Action Hero. They had like a bunch of old movies.
Okay.
Bunch of old movies. It was all old movies. I didn't know how much they cost because again, this was a private event.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm
confused. You said there was other movies playing, but the movie theaters don't open up until the 20th.
Well, this is Cinemark.
Oh, this is Cinemark. AMC. So Cinemark's been open or just.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cinemark is open. And what they did, which is what I wanted, we'll see if AMC does this. Before the movie started, they played like a trailer of all the stuff they do.
Okay, yeah.
The sanitizing.
Yeah. Oh, okay. While you're capacity. Safe. Right.
Yeah, and there were people with all the employees had masks. Let me just say, everything was very clean, very sanitized. It was a light night. You know, there were people there. It wasn't packed. Mm-hmm. But there was
popcorn.
Now, the menu was super limited.
Right.
Super.
Popcorn, soda.
Yeah, it was literally snacks, gummy popcorn.
Bear. A gummy beer.
Box shit.
No cash is allowed.
As long as they have Bunch
no
Crunch.
Cash
no
allowed.
Cash. It's all
as
credit
As long
card.
As they have Bunch wow, of Crunch.
That's crazy, man. They go get cash out of here. Division,
no
baby.
No cash. I'm telling you, division. I said, somebody asked me for cash the other day. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What, are you responsible for spreading this disease?
It's funny you say that because when we went to virus? Giordano's last night, they gave us paper menus and we're like,
but disposable
this?
Ones, right?
I don't know. They just look like normal menus.
Oh, shit.
So
yeah, that Tibby's place had paper.
I would just assume they just wipe them down. And get, I mean, they were paperish, but like colored and shit. So
oh, shit.
But every restaurant we've been to in the last couple of weeks, you do the
scan or disposable.
Yeah, yeah, Friday,
black and white print.
Friday night we went to Teak, and they had the barcode shit, yeah, even for the beer list.
Yeah, it'll be. Needless to say, I felt safe. I felt fine.
Okay.
I think it's gonna be fine. If they slash it even by half, and even less than that, the seating capacity at this particular theater was 60.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and we were at 15, so.
Right.
We were good.
And you guys were spaced out, even that you guys came at
15? Yeah, we were spaced out. We had like at least six seats in between us.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, we all were in.
Six seats, baby.
Six seats, not 6 feet, six seats.
Seats.
There you go. Say that. So six times I'll just say that it's like anywhere else, man. It's not, I don't see it being too much of an issue. People are going to go.
Right.
It's just they're going to have to be really strict on the cutoff.
Yeah.
Now, my question, did you have to wear the mask during the movie?
No.
Okay, good.
Just entering the premises. Obviously, you know, they check for that. And then once you get in the theater and you start eating, whatever, it's off.
Okay.
Because there's more than enough than 6 feet.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it'll be fine.
All right.
I don't think it would see any issues. The only issue I foresee is, like, what is the capacity?
Gotcha.
Like, where are they going to be the cutoff? Because people are going to want to go. People there wanted to go.
Yeah.
Like, I want to go. Like, we've been, we're in worse situations every day of our lives.
Right.
Movie theater, I mean, we got plenty of space.
That's going to be the situation, is when it fully opens, is the establishment going to stick to the guidelines?
Right.
Because I heard Joysticks got their liquor license revoked.
All the ones that they own, like Joysticks and like two other spots.
Yeah, because they were selling liquor when they weren't supposed to, because they're technically a bar, and they were overpacking.
Other places are doing too.
They were overpacking the place in.
I'm not going to put the names out because
if they're considered a restaurant, they can sell the liquor.
Right.
That place is considered a bar.
But we know of a bar that is now considered a restaurant.
I'm trying to think
where is the tables and seats at going to be in that joint.
You told me about
But I'm not going to say the place.
But anyways,
I'm just saying.
Hey, no, it doesn't matter about this. It matters. It's the percentage of food to liquor sales. As long as a restaurant food sales is more than liquors,
sales,
then it's considered a restaurant. Okay. So it doesn't matter. So they built like a whole.
So they should have just put a limit on how many liquor you can buy when you come in there, or have it where you have to buy a meal to get liquor.
Food. All they had was like pretzels and popcorn.
They had corn dogs.
But now they have food, pizzas and hot dogs and shit like that.
All right.
You know, so.
So yeah, I don't want to get too much into this. We have some gaming, man.
All right, man, let's get into this gaming, man. Avengers.
Woo!
The beta is finally out,
go.
Man.
Here we go.
It's out and over, damn. How many? Was it?
No, it's not over.
No, it's not over.
I'm playing tonight.
How long?
Until the game comes out. Because they have a next week is open beta for everybody, Xbox and PC. And then the following week, I think, comes out, early next month?
Yeah, September. Well, if
yes, September 4th or the first.
September 4th, but
the same day as Tony Hawk.
There are different editions that you can get a September 1st.
Oh, okay. Oh. You get an early
the next
bird.
Edition. You get the 72
hours. So it's almost
early.
Safe to say we can play the beta until the game comes out.
Yes. Yes.
Pretty much. Very huge chunk.
They may close it a day or two here to do maintenance type shit.
Yeah.
But
they might drop it. They might close it down at the
as long as it's not
end
a weekend.
Of tomorrow
I it was
or something, but boot it right back
that's
up
how
Friday.
Call of Duty did it. It was like
every weekend.
Thursday to Sunday or Friday
usually
to Monday.
When I think of betas, right, I think of just weekends. All right,
so let's not get into the deep weeds of when the beta's going to be over. Let's get into the game.
I'll go last.
You want to go last? Bobby, you want to go first since you paid the least time in it?
Yeah.
I guess.
You'll be the quickest.
So, yeah, I already said reasoning why. I liked how they did the tutorial because they got you to play each character. So you got a feel for each character.
Yeah.
Pre-playing the beta, because remember I said I wasn't.
Yeah, you're not into the grinding.
I'm not going to get into that.
Yeah.
I just wasn't into this game too much from the beginning. But I did say if I played, I would like to play Thor because I like Thor.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. he was probably my least favorite, honestly.
Thor is fucking disgustingly good.
I
love using Thor.
I wasn't feeling his movements.
Okay.
Iron Man, I enjoyed playing Iron Man.
Okay.
Because I like the ability to go aerial.
Right.
When need be.
Right.
I enjoyed that. Hulk was just straightforward, easy, just fucking pound
whoop
and
everything.
Smash everything. I mean, there's
just fuck shit up.
There's no there,
FSU baby.
Yeah. You don't need to be a great gamer to play Hulk.
So just pretty much square. Okay, so the characters are passing for you in this point.
Kinda. Okay. I loved Captain America and Black Widow.
All right, so how did you
those are my two favorites.
How did you like, I know you only played, I guess, the first mission, tutorial mission, whatever. Yeah, how'd you like the pacing, how it looked, the environment?
I think, and this is because it's a beta, and with the whole tutorial thing, and obviously they want you to play all the characters, but it felt like how y'all was saying earlier, the story's just jumping here, next kind of thing.
It's not in...
I don't know.
I don't think, like, just to be clear, I think they already mentioned this, that mission that we played is not the first mission we play in the game.
Yeah, it was something like that.
This is just like, here's a little chunk of the mission here. Here's another mission to play here. Nothing is in order how you're supposed to play.
It looked good. I'll just say this. From the way I felt pre-playing the beta till now, it improved a little bit. I'll go with that.
Okay, let's say, so right now it's not a pre-order, but it is like if it's on sale.
Possibly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. PS5.
I'm not going to say I'm definitely not getting the game.
Okay, got you. Okay. All right, who wants to go next?
There's a chance.
You want to go, Biggs?
Yeah, sure.
How much time did you put into it? Did you get multiplayer unlocked?
I got to the war table.
Okay, so you got multiplayer unlocked.
I'd have to boot up the security terminal, and then I'm sure it'll open up the access to the whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Square Enix, baby. Talk to me.
Square. Oh, Square.
Oh, Square.
You know I love you guys. I like the game. I like it. I don't think it looks good. I don't think it's
made for PS4.
I don't think it looks good.
That was my other thing, too.
Like Steel said with the level, I kind of got that Beyond Two Souls. Like, it kind of just jumped. Like, level, cutscene, jump. One thing I really, really hated, but I'm sure they were going for that comic book appeal, was that fucking cutscene with the still images. Fucking hated that. Like, why are we doing that? We're at the end of the console generation.
Right.
But I can understand if they're just trying to go for the comic book aesthetic. I get it.
Right.
I didn't like it. Whatever. The combat is where the game absolutely shines the brightest.
Yeah.
The combat is incredible.
Yeah, and that was what I was nervous about.
I'm at the point where I can, if I'm playing with you guys, I'll pick random. Whoever y'all don't pick, I pick.
Same.
Everybody's great.
At this point.
Thor is Kratos, just like playing with Kratos in God of War. Yeah, I loved it. It's the exact same shit. I loved it. Hulk
frame
is,
rate killer. Frame rate killer.
Hulk, yeah, Hulk is good. Hulk is a definite. And my PS4 it was handling it better than it handled Control. Honestly,
don't worry. I'm gonna tell you when it's gonna break. It probably won't break. It didn't break because it was just Hulk on the screen by itself. But I'll go ahead.
Right, with the multiplayer,
finish.
So, I mean, combat was great. I feel like the whole level structure, if they keep that form of the whole game, I don't think I'd quite like it as much. There was a really weird scene. I don't know if you guys can recall the exact scene when you're playing the mission with Kamala and Banner. Is when it's done. And he turns back into Banner from Hulk.
Yeah.
He had a fucking shield coat on, right? They were in the helicarrier. No. Oh, maybe.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
After he fought Abomination, these missions are not in order. Goes back to Banner. Yeah. Well, first of all, they didn't show him go back to Banner.
It was a shield bunker,
right.
Remember?
They didn't show him go back to Banner. They just showed him behind Kamala.
Yeah.
He's wearing a shield coat. And I'm like, where the fuck did you get the coat, guy?
It's a shield bunker.
So it just skipped.
I'm just like, okay, so he got a shield coat, and then they go into the next scene, and he's back in his purple dress shirt. And I said, well, where's the fucking coat?
Well, that's what I'm saying. This game is not in order. It's where you played enough the game to
but
get
the
feeling.
But that's all the same mission.
No, you're back at the war table when you see him in his button-down purple shirt.
So they just skip like that? It's just like that? That's
it's
weird.
Just one end. Let's get them to the war table. Like, the game is not in any order. It's just like when, like, the Destiny beta comes out. They put you at, you know, give you one random mission here, and you just play it real quick. Like, it's just a random or division. Like, this is some random missions. In the beginning of the game, not the end of the game, somewhere in the middle. It's just, you don't even know why you're even going to these bunkers.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm saying. This is just a beta. This is just to get
Well, you
the
do
game
know why.
Well, you know why, because of the first, I mean, mission that you get to play.
Yeah. You're trying to. Well, go ahead.
Reboot
Jarvis.
Trying to right. Yeah.
So
I played a lot.
It's the Holy Bible right here. So baby.
What the fuck? Marvel and Wikipedia.
I have that.
So okay, if that's how the beta is, then I'll excuse it. I think all in all, it's really just a game that I got to get used to because number one, I haven't really played at all with the gear or the power ups or anything like that. Haven't touched it yet.
Yeah,
I do feel like it's kind of weird for Hulk to be in a mission and then you stopping to open up a chest as the Hulk. I feel like that's fucking weird. I just don't see Hulk. Like, I don't know. I just felt weird doing it. I was like, why am I opening a chest with Hulk?
Well, it's kind of weird. Get a loot. Get a loot, baby.
I guess I never thought of that concept. Yeah, so to me, it just came off weird. Like I said, I got to get used to it.
All right.
I don't like the boss battles at all. I feel like they were super...
Yeah, they clunky.
They were super repetitive. Like, for Taskmaster, you had to repeat one action the whole time because the other one didn't work. So, like, the shooting didn't work, so you had to just close combat it.
Yeah.
And with Hulk, my experience with Abomination was I couldn't fucking physical attack him, so I had to throw rocks the whole time.
Really?
Like, the whole boss.
Oh, I whooped his ass.
I couldn't get nothing off on him.
Remember, you have to wait for that red circle to come, and then you got to press circle at a certain time. Boom, and you parry, and then you can attack him.
Yeah, it was just.
You got to remember, it's not just slash, slash, slash. You kind of got to parry, just like how you did Taskmaster.
Yeah, the rest. Yeah, you're talking about where he targets the attack. Yeah. You got to move. Yeah. I'm just saying, when it's time to go in and get some punches, I get like three punches and he fucking backs off. I just threw rocks at him the whole time.
Yeah.
For me, I kind of was like, every time I saw a boss, I was like, man, fuck. I'd rather just kill mobs. Yeah. I'd rather just kill mobs with the fucking ground lift shit. That shit was awesome.
Yeah. That shit is cool.
Other than that. If it's playing with y'all, I'll play that shit every day, and I'll pick random every time because I like all the characters. Same. They all play great.
Now, you say that now, but I feel like
if I get my own pick, I'll pick Kamala. Kamala is fucking awesome.
Okay. I'm a Hulk guy. And that's the thing that I got with this game. It kind of reminds me of like Destiny. Like, if you pick a Titan, you're going to play Titan throughout the whole thing. Like, in this game, every character has, even if the buns are similar, they all have different play styles, and you can't really go just jump from one character to one character, or you're just gonna be trash.
Yeah.
So like, I played most of it as Hulk as much as I can. Even when I got to the multiplayer, I played as Hulk as much as I can because that's who I'm used to. I can't just go to Iron Man because then I'm like, fuck, how do I fly again? How do I do this again? Like, you're gonna have to So that's part of the game that I kind of like. That you know, whoever you pick, you're pretty much gonna be invested with.
Yeah.
This game. Is really good. Even though people have their gripes, it's repetitive characters or whatever. Dude, look at any game that you're talking about. Any game, even down to Last of Us. How many different AIs is in Last of Us? You got the people that wear hoods, and you got fucking shriekers. You got three different batches of enemy types. You go to Destiny, you got three different enemy types. Like, it's not that much.
It's a template.
Yeah, it's just, hey, you got a couple different templates. You got a guy that can snipe you. You got a guy that can blow up when he runs next to you.
Remember, they haven't even introduced the Marvel villains yet.
Right. And that's why I brought this encyclopedia. Because this told me why they went in this direction. They could have went the easier route. They could have made a Spider-Man game where point A, point E, credits roll, and you're good. They could have did a Final Fantasy, credits roll, and you're good. But I feel like they have the opportunity with this game to make this game last long as like GTA Online. Like, they literally have content from the Marvel universe. They could just pick any of these fools and make them the biggest shit in the game.
Yeah.
That's what's so crazy, and that's what made this game fun. You know, I don't think they could have did this game with any other IP and made it feel this way. Like, I was like, damn, I'm playing Thor, felt good. Like, this game just feels good. I did play with my brother. He said he didn't like the game. But then when we got to multiplayer, he liked it. Once we got to multiplayer and we both could play together, he was cool with it. Like, he's like, holy shit, I'm cool with it.
The multiplayer is like, you know that Age of Ultron, the movie, the Avengers.
Yeah.
You know that part when they're all back to back killing all those robots? Yeah. That's basically the game.
Right.
With friends.
Yeah.
Everybody's just, it's just chaos.
And chaos, doing the frame rates.
It's like Ultimate Alliance 3 would be the light version of this game. Yeah. Like, if this game had a light, a light edition, it'd be Ultimate Alliance.
Yeah.
This is kind of just like with more work and money put into it.
Yeah, this
kind of feels like.
Yeah, I'm telling you, like, and I saw, like, I guess the PC demo probably just got, or is downloadable now.
Yeah, yeah.
And they went and data mined the fuck out of that and found the list of all the unannounced characters. And I'm like, this coincides with my theory. See, I'm not going to spoil it for anybody, but let's say, what's the next Marvel IP movie or show coming to Disney Plus? Just name one.
I think Loki.
Loki's coming out next week. Guess what? They just add Loki to the fucking game.
Yeah, and they're not limited. Yeah, they're not too limited.
They're not. They could just. This is a billboard for everything else.
What is it that has all the fucking horror? I'm looking through the store. They have all the horror motherfuckers in it. The game.
Dead by Daylight. It's one of that. It's just one of. They can. The list that they have of unannounced.
I want to see Gambit in this game. I wouldn't mind seeing
it's
Gambit.
Whoa.
In this
game. Because they're not going just for the heavy hitters. Whoa. Like, whoa, her booties.
What?
Wait.
I was going more with the
Black Rob?
Black Rob song.
Oh, yeah. Like, whoa.
Like, whoa. Yeah.
That wasn't Maya.
The ass edition. Yeah,
yeah. That wasn't the ass edition. But anyways, let me get through it, man. Marvel Avengers, the beta so far, got me. It's not an anthem to me. It is not. It feels good. I don't care if I'm fighting the robots for the entirety of the game. I don't care. Oh, it just feels good fucking them up with friends. Like, it was just me and Judd, and they put two other AIs with us. And
maybe I like it better when we get to that part.
And we just fucked everything up. I'm like, bro, he was Iron Man. I was Hulk. Or, what's the woman that you said you want to be?
Black Widow.
Black Widow. Fuck. Black Widow is lit in
She's
the game.
Nice.
She's sweet
yeah.
in that game. So, I feel like that's going to be, like, the Titan. That's the Titan class right there.
Mm. Black Widow?
Black Widow. No.
Black Widow seems more like a fucking like a assassin.
Yeah, but I mean, exactly. She's going to be the popular one to pick. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Out of all of them, because I just feel like you can get away with so much. You can go from far and shoot. You can get up close with the fucking arm shits, whatever, nunchucks, whatever she got.
Electric batons.
Batons, man. Yeah. She's just lit, man.
Nunchucks.
With that being said, man, I'm definitely going to get this game. Probably not for the PS4, definitely for the PS5. That's for sure.
Is it cross-platform?
Hey, you don't want to do that, because then you won't get Spider-Man.
It will not be crossplay.
You don't think so?
No, it's gonna be I think it's gonna be what generational. So like PS5 could play with PS4, but not cross platform.
Okay, that's cool. All right, Lex.
All right, I put in a lot of time in this game.
Yeah. Go ahead. Without us.
Without us. Yeah, I was gonna say that.
Yeah, I was.
Friday night, I was booked.
I was
with this game.
And Saturday night, I was not with this game.
I was
some other stuff. And right. Saturday, I went to the movies. But
so, how many hours did you put into the game?
I don't know. I'll check, but a lot.
Okay.
I leveled up probably 2 or 3 characters already.
Oh shit!
I already finished all the missions and everything.
Oh damn! I have not.
Yeah, everything. I finished everything. So I got some notes. Okay, the graphics to me are okay. The environments are boring.
Okay.
They're bland. Yeah. But that's, you know,
but that's stuff that can be fixed.
Yeah, I mean, the game's coming out in 2 weeks, so I don't think so.
Yeah, I was going to say it's kind of short.
It's coming out in 2 weeks.
I feel like what we played was not...
This is the game.
Right.
This is the game. We're playing the game.
We're playing the game. The only thing we're testing, we're just stressing out the bot servers. So why
at the end of each level, I don't know if they do it to you in the beginning
or
the first.
There's more stuff, obviously.
But they ask you a question, how did you rate that mission 1 to 5? I've never seen that in a beta.
I have. I think Division did that.
Okay.
One of these games did that. Division.
Remember,
they
could be patched, but like reworking the whole environment.
No,
of
they
the
could.
Game.
What I mean is like the next DLC.
I've maxed out all the skills. There's three tiers of skills. Like, you know, if you max out that, there's two more pages.
Yeah.
So we're good. Each hero felt pretty different in style. I like that. The controls are fine. The moves are cool. The music is forgettable.
Oh yeah,
I played on very low volume. I played on mute, and I didn't give a crap.
Yeah. I played Spotify.
no visible incentives for loot so far. Loot drops do not change the appearance or moves.
Oh yeah, no, definitely
no.
Not.
It doesn't.
I'm a little bummed about that.
But I equate that. I remember. I didn't write it down, but I thought about that as well. I equate that to the Spider-Man game. It's the same shit.
Right.
You unlock all these suits, but guess what? You could just pick the favorite suit you like and put on the gear that the stats or whatever that you.
Right, but we all know that Spider-Man is Spider-Man. Like, when he goes into battle, when he fights people, he has one suit, one look.
Yeah.
With this one, like with Destiny and games like that, for example, there's a visual Your gun looks cool. It's like, oh, I got this gun. Look what I got, guys. I busted my ass for 40
but,
hours.
Yes, but
in this game, it's like, oh, your Black Widow's red.
But that's how Spider-Man was.
No, but it, what I'm saying is
you unlock the outfits to have
Spider-Man
special
is in a multiplayer. It's not the same structure kind of game.
It's not the same structure.
Yes, it's not the same structure game. But what do you expect? I understand that. But what do you want them to have gear?
I want to see Hulk with a fucking gauntlet I worked for wearing that shit. I want to see Hulk wearing.
That would be cool. That would be cool. Whatever.
I'm putting that man in a mafia suit.
Yeah, like that's why I was. That's why I was saying about the chest and shit. Like I feel like there's no. Like what's the reason for it at that point? Like
right.
Just the,
you could just have. You could just have the skill tree without all the looting and all that. You know, like
no. It's a thing. So the story is whatever. I didn't care. Just like
really?
Destiny. No, I didn't care. It didn't grab me.
I really don't know what's going on, honestly.
I know what's going on.
I know the Inhumans and torturing them and Cap died. And
they told Avengers to kick rocks.
It
took them to court.
It didn't grab me.
It didn't grab me because the fucking comic book style cutscene. I was like, nope.
The beta was huge, much better than Anthem, definitely, by far. Performance was okay on Pro. I tried it in 4K mode. It was fine. 1080 was fine. It was a little 4K was like uncapped. It was all over the place, but whatever. Let me see. There's a cash grab for this game like crazy. They got PlayStation deals, Verizon deals, and Five Gum deals.
Five Gums? What's their deal?
Their deal is...
Is it more cosmetic?
Damn, I erased it.
All right, never mind. We'll talk about it later.
Gum. Yeah, it is like a cosmetic type
thing. Fuck.
The budget for this game was pretty big. From what I hear, I can't find it. They won't. We'll know in a few years. The voice cast is great. It has four of the Fab Five in voice acting right now, which is Travis Willingham, Laura Bailey, Nolan North, and Troy Baker. Uncharted people, Last of Us people, Horizon Zero Dawn
people. I really enjoyed Iron Man's
voice. It only doesn't have Ashley Johnson, which is Ellie, so far, what I can tell. But it has, like, the main cast. They went all out for the cast.
Right.
They're like, who's the top five people we can get
Because they
right
needed
now?
To, because they didn't want this game to get washed by the movies because that was my brother's other take. He's like, none of these characters look like the characters in the movie. I said, because this has nothing to do with the movie.
They're building
you
a game universe.
You have to disconnect from the MCU and this. This is different. And once I told him that, he was like, oh. Once I told him that, then his mind started to open up.
Yeah, you
got to
definitely get
game.
Over it. It's not the MCU. And last but not least, if you're on the fence about this game and you were like, with the beta, I'd wait.
Don't
buy it on launch. I'd wait. This is one of those games that I has a lot
potential.
Yeah,
like a lot. I'm gonna buy day one just because. Again,
I most likely would too.
Yeah. I've been seeing, but then you're behind. It's one of those games that
not really.
You'll be behind.
I went deep into the gear system. I get it. It's not anything out of this world.
Right.
You boost up with when you break all the crates. It's
That's
pretty
what
much
I'm saying gear. I could do without gear, just do the skill tree. Like, I don't see why it's,
have
both.
But the gear is more like, let's say you have Black Widow and I have Black Widow. Mm-hmm. My attacks are gamma, yours are plasma.
Okay.
Or electrocution. Right. So it's not like, you know.
But what does that
it
matter?
Just makes it
just
makes it a little different.
If we
different.
Can't have two Black Widows in a matchmaking lobby. Like, what is that? Like, at that point, what does that matter?
Hold on, is that guaranteed? Is that a true thing?
Yeah,
right now, I couldn't do that.
Yeah, you can't choose same hero.
Like, I tried to pick Black Widow, and everybody's picking that character for some reason.
You did matchmaking open?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I played online. I played co-op.
You can only have one type hero in the game.
And
they'll probably end up changing that.
The areas are huge.
Yeah.
So there's potential of people getting lost.
I heard there was no indicator of...
Yeah, there is. You press up.
Yeah,
on the
directional pad.
Directional pad, and it gives you your main objective. It has like a little ball that you follow, and it gives you little map points for treasure chests.
Right. I'm talking about for your allies.
Yeah, it does. It has a circle.
No. What she means is like
where they
look. Right. That's what he said. Yeah.
That's
that is
something
an issue.
I heard with
that
the game
is
that people with Iron Man could fly wherever, and you like Hulk, and you lost
because Jed was Iron Man, and I had to constantly be like, Jed, where are you?
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm above y'all. I'm looking down at y'all. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. The swinging, I will say the swinging for Black Widow and Kamala is just not, I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't.
You got to wait until you can't see the ledge no more and hope that your X registered and you're going to grab it.
I like the verticality and all that, but it's off.
It's really off.
It's off. But all in all, I'm going to get a day one. I'm not in love with it.
Right.
Comparing it to Ultimate Alliance 3, completely different game, completely different art style. I prefer Ultimate Alliance 3 type. This game's more old school. this Avengers, new Avengers, more old school in the sense of, you know, you have your third person view, your character, your bashing. I got the timing dodge, the counters. I think that's cool. The enemy types, the robots, it's fine. I mean, I've been playing Destiny.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Been playing Division. I'm used to that world.
Yeah, you know it.
But again, if you're on the fence, wait.
I don't know if anybody had trouble like I did, but I died a lot as Hulk. Like,
yes, I did.
I died a lot.
Yes, but I then I but then I
running thing. His but, running like when
but
you
I
running,
realized
have to, like,
you have to remember
plant off of a something. Yeah. That's where I was
and,
dying,
and it's just because it's like that. Like I said, the pacing, they just threw you in missions, so you didn't know. Oh, those green barrels is life.
Is life, yeah.
I didn't know that.
You
know
can
that
switch. Either. You can switch.
Oh, those
Black
things
Widow's
glowing on the floor
to full auto or manual or like you know
right.
semi auto
right. And I like that Black Widow, you could turn invisible, and if people near you, you can turn them invisible,
yeah, the
too.
Buffs,
like, that's
there's
cool.
A lot of buffs. There's a lot of buffs there.
Yeah. Yes.
Her special move is freaking
I just
crazy.
I died more than I would have liked to.
Yeah, you just have to get
Hulk.
Life. You need to get life. So you just have to break the green barrels all over. Yeah. Look for those.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not into the looter, shooter, or
stay
slasher,
away.
Shooter.
Stay away.
This is more of that.
Yeah. This more is a that. Game that's going to
live
Avengers,
for a while. With Avengers... thing, if you're into the comic books and stuff like that, you're gonna see things in this game and be like, oh, okay. A lot of potential though.
Yeah,
just play Godfall.
A potential.
Just play Godfall.
Yeah, this thing said just play Godfall.
And that was the episode.
I think, yeah, really.
All right, man. I got one other thing to say, man, because we killed this episode with Avengers.
Yeah.
But Tony Hawk demo, man, let me just put that out there. Feels amazing. It feels good. They did an excellent job. I literally sat there. Past the stream, you could ask my brother, just playing the one demo for 2 minutes over and over and over and over, just hitting retry over and over just to get better. It just felt fun. It just felt good. So if you're looking for a good, fun, nostalgic game, Tony Hawk will be it. You won't.
I'm glad you enjoy it because you're waiting. I hate when you're like excited about some shit and you don't like it.
Right.
Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah, this shit, dude, if y'all looked at the stream, it plays so good. Everything felt right. Like, all the past three Tony Hawk games been trash. Tony Hawk Pro Skater 5, trash. The actual HD that they made for last gen, trash. Like, it just didn't feel good. It just felt like you're playing Minecraft on a skateboard. It felt trash. This, huh. And the quality of life changes that they put in this game will make this game last forever. Like, the cheat codes that you normally had to put in... It's in the menu. It's just like Last of Us where you could go to the menu and put on these mods or whatever. Yeah. I think that's the new trend or something now because now this game has it. Oh, you don't want to fall off your board anymore? You just check the box. You'll never fall off your board anymore.
Yeah.
You want to grind and have perfect balance? Boop.
Oh, they got
you want specials?
Sliders?
You want specials 24/7? Boop.
They got the sliders.
Yeah. Everything is there.
That's, wow.
And it's so much.
That's like Last of Us. They had the
cheats. Yeah, that's what I said. It's all
added, they added new ones, by the way.
Oh, shit, there we go.
You should have that.
Is there one that's like a don't play as Abby? Is there a box for that?
That would suck.
All right, so
yeah.
It's up to you guys. I got quite a few stuff on here that we don't really have to touch on.
I think Avengers being the main plot is fine
Avengers
with me.
Is good. That's
do you,
what's hot
do you guys
week.
Have anything that's on your mind that you want to get off before we get into the big elite?
Please, guys, tell me what to do. Literally, guys. You have free bigs, no trails bigs for a while. Tell me what to stream.
Yeah.
If that trails releases, I will not be streaming during that time.
Why?
The sale
not?
Is hot. The sale is hot and it's here. Okay. So tell me what you want me to stream. Please comment if you have not already. Please do it. Because I promise you, if I get another trails in my hands, you won't be seeing me on the stream.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully not too much big news happens next week. I'm looking at some of this stuff on the docket, guys. Trust me, next week we're going to cover it all.
Next week is good.
There's been a lot of stuff, man, from Control to Rockstar to even Halo.
To Crunchyroll.
Just
one more thing. One more thing just to kill the Spider-Man controversy exclusive thing on Avengers. They put out a quote.
Okay.
A statement. Square Enix. They said, quote, "So the beauty of Spider-Man and what Spider-Man represents as a character in this world is, again, it becomes back to the PlayStation relationship with Marvel. We happen to be the ones who can execute and deliver when it comes down to choices of where and what Spider-Man can be. That's a relationship question that you know PlayStation absolutely has the rights to. That, as you guys know, with Sony's movie rights ownership and Marvel with Sony saying." Say no more.
See, I didn't want to bring up the Spider-Man thing because even though Spider-Man is only coming to PlayStation, I doubt people are going to play Spider-Man in this game. Just playing, just seeing like the moving, swinging from Comic-Con or whatever the name is, yeah, and swinging at Spider-Man in this game is not going to feel
close
good.
Close it out with that.
And that's going to hurt them more than they know because you're going to look at the Spider-Man game and try to compare. They're going to try to compare.
I'm 1,000% going to play a Spider-Man.
Yeah. No, you're going to give it a try. You're going to play it. But once you realize that it doesn't play like the Spider-Man game.
He'll be my main.
Okay. All right. Well, that being said, man. That's it. We got it, man. We out, man. No, we're not out, but y'all got news, right?
That's what I mean. You have game releases? I don't have news. All right, cool.
All right, hit it. Oh, yeah. We're back live from PSNBS Studios.
Haven't talked in a while.
OVO Biggs, Statman Lex, Big Elite News. Take it away, boys.
Oh, he's still going. Sorry, he's still going.
It's all right.
Lex, game releases, man. I don't have no news this week.
Okay.
Even though there's stuff, I don't have it. If there is stuff, I don't have it.
Okay.
So
Last of Us
released a grounded mode.
I was gonna say what is grounded mode?
One hit kill.
Yeah, that was in the first one, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Hit kill. And then permadeath. Ooh, I'm talking about
like snowball fight. You get hit with that snowball.
Yeah, and game over. Beginning,
game over.
No.
Yeah.
And then permadeath.
Permadeath. Yeah.
Game over. Start over.
So Dark Souls, Last of Us. Last of the Dark Souls.
Wow. There's points in that game where you're going to die.
Oh, yeah. I got to a part where I was like, I had to take a break.
Yikes.
And I had to come back. It took me 2 days.
Whoa.
Yikes.
Wow. Because he's on hard already.
Yeah, dude. But I figured it out.
Okay.
Anyways, real quick, top 10 PS4 games for August so far. Number one is Ghost. Number two is Destroy All Humans.
Oh, shit.
Number three is the ever faithful GTA 5.
It will never die, bro.
Number four is Skater XL. Number five is...
That will change drastically.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare. Number six is Last of Us 2. Number seven looks like FIFA. I don't know. I don't care. Number eight is Rainbow Six Siege. Number nine is Red Dead 2, and number 10 is Crash.
You see the difference from where placement of GTA is and the placement of Red Dead?
Yeah.
I'll be talking about it next week. We got beef.
Red Dead and Rockstar. Red Dead update.
I got Red Dead beef.
Update.
All right. And releases. Uh-oh.
Dude, this shit look like the Black Ops. Like, there's a whole bunch of, like, blacked out shit.
Yeah, dude. There's a lot of shit on here. Okay. Out August 18th, we got Mortal Shell.
Okay.
It's a Dark Souls-like game, and why isn't this thing scrolling? See that?
Here we go. Yep, it's over.
It's over. Oh, I got a validate?
You got your age.
Oh, hell no. Mortal Shell. Yeah.
Look it up.
Yeah, look it up.
Hell no. Mortal Shell.
Yeah, August 20th, we got Peaky Blinders Mastermind.
Huh?
Peaky Blinders Mastermind.
You didn't have to repeat it.
Peaky Blinders Mastermind is a puzzle adventure game based on the multi-award winning TV show.
You're not getting
Become
it.
The mastermind as you control key characters and pull off perfectly synchronized plans.
What?
It's a good show.
What beloved TV show?
Peaky Blinders is a show. Check it out.
On what, PBS?
No. I think it's either Netflix.
I never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
You know the guy who plays
award winning,
Scarecrow in The Dark Knight?
Yes.
And 20 Days Later, he was in that? He's like the main character. It's like a gang movie. It's a gang, whatchamacallit?
It doesn't sound
TV
like
show.
It.
No, it's actually pretty good.
Okay.
August 21st, New Super Lucky's Tale, that VR game that launched. It is a game now.
All right.
It's a platformer. Trav, this is for you, bro.
Oh, let me see.
There most likely won't be video for this.
Join Lucky on his thrilling journey through the Book of Ages, a magical artifact that opens doors to amazing worlds. Meet new friends, explore exciting lands, and recover the missing pages from the evil sorcerer Jinx and his villainous family, the dreaded Kitty Litter.
Oh,
what the hell?
It looks good.
No,
man.
It's a platformer. It's actually really good.
It looks good.
It's actually really good.
Looks like Spyro.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that art style?
What, Biggs? What?
I said. Because I said there most likely won't be video for these.
Why? It's short.
Because what are you saying? I didn't understand a single game.
You got to tell them something.
I'll do it.
PGA Tour 2K21.
God damn, you're not helping.
August 21st.
PGA Tour.
Nobody wants to play that game?
Nobody wants to play that? Bobby, really? It's a 2K and it's golfing. You can even make your own field.
Yeah, you can make your own career mode.
You can make the hills and the humps and the dirt.
Steals rather play a dark game.
Real pros, real courses.
Real pros.
Build your own My Player and Dream Course.
Oh, My
Dream Course.
Oh, golf My Player. Let's go.
Hit the clubhouse without leaving the house.
Clubhouse, baby.
No.
Oh, okay.
Luke Elvy and Rich Bean call your shots.
No.
Damn. Because he has a PC now. You forget.
Right.
Oh, my God. You forget, right. You silly gooses.
That's it. That's it for releases. Let's get out of here. That's it.
That's it, man.
That's it for me.
All right. So, Steals.
You got a goober?
It sounded like building a PC was your sprocket, but go ahead, man. You got a sprocket?
Pretty much was.
You have a goober or no?
I mean, I do, but.
Let's
know,
man. We already had two. So at this point.
We're at a minute 25 or hour 25. I could either say.
No, that's not an hour 25. That's 2 hours, my guy.
2 hours?
No.
Yes.
No, because you
that's
you
hour.
Probably didn't release. All right, whatever. Probably didn't delete the other thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. I'm thinking 120 minutes.
Oh, shit. All right.
I mean, I could put a quick one, I guess.
If you want, man, go ahead.
It'll be another Goober episode.
All right, there you go. I like hearing about Goober.
Okay.
Does it gotta be like a bedtime melody for the stories one and then Sprockets for Sprockets?
Yes, it definitely
be like
is.
A
So back to story time with Seals. All right, so last week you got to hear my adventure of almost getting attacked by a
horny seal.
A horny lake otter.
A rubbing and humping otter.
It's beta season, baby.
My friend Goober, as I said, me and him, we did a bunch of crazy shit.
Fucking Goober.
So this is around him too. Deals with him. So when we lived in Deltona, back then obviously we didn't have cars, so we biked. So he lived about 15 blocks from my house. Mm-hmm. So we'd either skate because we played roller hockey, or we'd ride bikes. Most of the time we skated.
Right.
One day I'm chilling at his house, and we're just chilling, and then I'm like, yo, let's go walk to my crib real quick. He's like, all right. So we just start walking. It's late. It's dark. We start going down the road. All of a sudden, this car, a certain drug dealer type car.
Box Chevy. Black box Chevy.
It wasn't black, basically. But it was a box Chevy. Comes creeping down. And we're just walking, hood. Right? And it makes a right turn.
Boys in the hood.
To
Ricky.
Us, a right because we were on this side. So he makes a left turn, right? And we walk past. And he's just creeping really slow, window half down. And I'm just like, eyes forward. Don't make contact. You know, just let him be. He's doing him. We're doing us.
His
just
mama
whatever.
Told him.
I already know. Contact. You know, just keep the
don't make eye contact with that drug dealer.
Keep the same energy. You know, you don't want to have it, right? My friend Goober.
He wanted
turns
to test the
around
waters.
And goes, yo, hey. And it's like waving the car down. And I'm like, the fuck are you doing? Like, what are you doing right now?
They sell snacks.
He's like, what, man? He's just over here driving on slow and shit. I just want to see what he's up to.
Huh? A fucking stranger?
Bruh.
I want to see what he's doing in my neighborhood.
I'm telling you, this is.
I want to see what he's doing on
like
my
said,
block.
This was before or after the fishing trip?
This was after.
You man, ain't learned. You never
learned. This fault. Was just after.
I don't even blame Goober. Goober's being who he is.
Fault,
Goober's living his best life and living his
yeah,
truth.
Yeah, but he's never
is
done
your
this
fault.
Before, right?
It's your fault.
And he's always been made fun of for the guy that is really like closed, sheltered, bookworm type thing. You know,
so he doesn't know. He doesn't know no better.
Damn it.
People always told him, yo, you know, just branch out and this and that. Da, da, da. So
he branched out, all right.
Yeah, so he was. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, don't worry about it. And
I'm branching
you know,
out.
And all of a sudden, the guy just stops. And he goes, what'd y'all say? And then I'm like.
He almost lost his life that day.
I started walking. I just started walking. I'm like, John, let's go.
Ricky!
John, let's go. And he goes, I didn't say nothing. I was like, what the fuck are you? I'm like, bro.
He's still talking to him.
Bro, what are you doing? Just keep walking. The dude throws it in reverse.
Oh. He saw the white lights come on. He's like, oh.
I saw the white lights. I started running. Right? Now, I wasn't this big.
Right.
But I was big. You know, I was always.
And you guys were on blades husky. At this point, right?
No, at this point we were walking.
Oh.
Okay. So I'm actually running.
Okay.
Right? I'm running. He's running right there behind me. He's like, I didn't know he was going to back up.
I'm really sorry, Bobby.
I was just trying to be cool. This
is Bobby, if you die, I'm sorry.
I'm like, I swear to God, John, just like the alligator, if he shoots me, I'm fucking you up. If he shoots me, I'm fucking you up. Okay? So we run.
I was trying to branch out. You can't tell me. I got to do it.
It's dark out. He pulls a U-E. He starts coming around the corner.
My gosh.
And we're running down the block.
He's
right?
committed to this body already.
Yeah. All of a sudden, we pull out and we run into the park. Yeah. Like we run by a park.
Oh, this sounds out. Familiar. Lights.
So we run into the park over there. We don't see his
car
anymore.
The park.
And I stop. We finally stop in the park. You can't see us from the street anymore, whatever. The car's gone. And I'm sitting there, hands on the knees. Heeled over, breathing deeply. I'm like, John, you motherfucker. Why'd you have to open your mouth? He's like, I don't know. I just
felt right.
Just felt, yeah, I just, he was just driving by.
Right.
I wanted to see if he needed help with anything. I'm like,
hey, you guys lost?
What do you need help?
You got,
what?
13th Street is two blocks that way.
I'm like,
there's
bro.
A better alley like, over bro. There to sell more drugs.
I'm like, bro, did you realize?
Somebody already
came
on the street.
He could have shot us. He could have killed us. And he goes, that wasn't no drug dealer. I'm like, bro, yes, it was. You're such a fucking idiot. And he's like, no. But he's and then he goes, yeah, I think I'm more surprised that I actually saw you run. I said, listen, bitch. We're okay.
Fuck you, goof.
The word run.
Fuck you, John.
And this is exactly how I did it. The word run is not in my vocab. You Larry.
You Larry.
You motherfucker.
You Larry.
Okay. You Larry. You motherfucker. Fuck you.
Oh.
Yo.
Good night.
I'm never chilling with Goober.
We sat there for a little
ever.
While.
I'm caught never chilling with Bobby.
And then we walked to my house. Why with me?
Because you didn't fucking learn from the otter. Goober is obviously not the one to hang with alone.
Listen,
you keep
was,
being with him alone.
That
you,
was,
have you the one thing we've noticed with these stories is it's never you, Goober, and a group of friends. It's just you, and Goober.
Well, I have another one already too, where it's just us too.
God damn.
Well, no, it's a group, but like it's a camping thing. That's for another time.
Okay, it's another time.
That's
a guy with a hockey mask in the back. I'm gonna go say hi.
Yeah.
I mean, we played hockey, so we had masks.
You don't need that machete, sir.
I wanted to know if he needed help. That's the funny. You need help selling that?
There are people like that. But yeah. They just don't
remember. In the first one, I said he is Caucasian.
Yeah, I guess.
They are very curious breed.
Yeah, they are. Those are the ones that get stung to death by bees and eaten by bears.
Yeah, that's how we know all the animals are dangerous.
It's one thing to say, oh, I'm cool jumping on a random snake or alligator in a lake. Okay, that's cool. But we're walking through the hood at night, and you see a car like that drive by, you don't say nothing.
You don't say nothing.
It's
you
just
keep,
like being in the jungle.
You just keep walking.
You
just keep walking.
Right, mind your business
and
keep it moving.
This ain't the jungle with gators.
Yeah, you don't say, hey, what up, or whatever he
right,
you
start throwing your hands up. Hold on, did he throw up the number?
Oh, that dude slammed on the brakes and threw it in reverse real quick, and I have never ran like that in my life.
When somebody throws a car in reverse...
It's over. Yeah.
They are committed.
That means they have time.
They have time.
You made.
I have time and I have bullets. Let's go.
You made their list.
Yeah.
Groceries, water.
Luckily, we were close enough to the park.
I'll tell her to pick it up.
Luckily, we were close enough to the park to run around and get into like the wooded area.
But
to
the
where
thing
he
is,
didn't
you ran to
run
a park. Every news article you ever see is. It happened at the park.
Yeah,
the park.
But it was either run straight down the main highway of the Deltona.
Understood.
Or you would have been better off back in the water trees. With those otters, man.
Dip in the trees.
Yeah, just go in the water with the otter, man.
I didn't even see an otter that day.
Oh, my God. Story
you
time
shouldn't have
with
seen
Steals.
Goober that day. Fuck, yeah. The otter
anyways,
wasn't the issue.
Shout out to Goober, man.
Yeah,
wherever you are.
Shout out to Goober.
He just moved to Hawaii.
Shit. I wonder
Stay there, Goober.
I wonder what he's going to do in Hawaii. You know what he's probably doing in Hawaii? Hey, let's go see if this volcano is still active.
I think he has already gone volcano walking.
Goober, we like Steals. Stay in Hawaii.
He says he's very adventurous and outdoorsy. Good. I say he's fucking nuts.
Shout out to Johnny LeBron.
I've told him that his whole life.
All right, man. So that's been... Story episode time with Steals.
Story time with Steals.
Yeah, holy another shit. One another one with Goober, man.
Yep.
So you guys got anything else to get off your chest before we get out of here?
No, I think we're good.
Yeah.
All right, guys. It's been another episode of PSNBS. Right, remember, next week, Saturday, RGB,
22nd,
DBZ.
22nd. Yes, sir.
It's going down.
Come see us.
Come bring your money. Put your money. What is it? Put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah. Yes, please travel. Yeah. Fuck that up.
Please,
yeah, for real.
Put your please mouth. Yeah. Put your money where your mouth is, or put your money. Put your money.
Your
money
where you said it right.
You said it right.
Okay. Put your. All right.
It's
cool.
Money.
It's the boys.
Out of here.
We out of here. You're.